You're listening to 2016, the week in new music.
On Triple J.
On Triple J, you've been hearing it a fair bit. That is You and I, a great song from the American talent, Margaret Glaspie. So I spoke to her this week. Let's just backtrack and find out a little bit more about her. She was actually born in Sacramento. She grew up outside of Sacramento, the capital of California, a little town called Red Bluff to the north of Sacramento. And in her late teens, early 20s, she decided to study music and headed to Boston. And she stayed there for a number of years, and now she's living in New York City. The thing I really love about this album, which she's going to be putting out at the end of the week, is just the simple setup. It's her guitaring, and also just bass and drums, and that's pretty much what it is for the whole album. She admitted to me she's very much a 90s kid. She grew up listening to the likes of Nirvana, Rage Against the Machine, and also Weezer, so that's pretty much where her musical heart is. But she also said that she's a big fan of 70s musicians like Neil Young and Joni Mitchell, which you can also hear as an influence. She recorded this record three times before she actually released it to the world, or is about to release it to the world. You'll find out why in just a moment. But she's now 27 years of age, so she's been trying a hand in music for a number of years. And when I spoke to her this week, I asked her, did she ever think that her break in music would maybe never happen?
All the time. I feel like there's a... I feel lucky to just do it in the first place, whether it's professionally or just for fun. It feels like a real opportunity to just express myself or kind of do what I love. And so whether I would make money at it or be successful commercially, or it was kind of, that would be an added plus, but just to do it, period, and be supported in it by my family and the people that I love felt like a win already. So I've already kind of won what I'm going for. So it's all been pretty good, to be honest with you. I take it, and I feel thankful to play music, and I also feel like every little bit is, even the hard times are kind of entertaining in their own way.
Yeah, well, and also the hard times, Margaret, probably feed some good material for you to write songs about, too.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, I certainly look at songwriting as a craft and kind of a job. The more you do it, the better you get at it. And, you know, depending on what you're going through, obviously there is life experience definitely contributes to good art, I think. But at the same time, it doesn't depend on it. And so I think that there's really, it's really a dance between being emotive and also just getting really good at what you do. I think that's true for sure.
Well, let's talk about the emotive content behind a lot of this songwriting. When you listen to it, there's a real openness in what you're expressing through your lyrics. Was that something that just was very comfortable for you as soon as you started writing songs?
I think that there's been different phases. I don't really like to talk about the actual meanings of the songs very much, because I like when people have their own experiences. But in terms of the process, there have been different phases where I think early on as a writer, I wrote very, I like to write so objectively that it would completely take myself out of the picture, so that I would kind of wasn't involved. I think it was probably a protective mechanism at times. And then now I don't feel very bashful about much of anything now, because I look at it as such a craft and such a work process that everybody can have the songs and take it for whatever they want. I feel like people can relate the songs to me and think it's all about me, but it isn't at the end of the day. I think it's about just human experience, and some of the songs are about myself and are kind of biographical, and then others aren't at all, but they might seem so, you know? So at this point, I'm very open with whatever the songs get written about, as long as it's a good song. I don't care much about getting my own life across or anything like that. Mostly I just love writing, you know, striving to write good songs. And so that's what kind of hopefully I shoot for in the end.
Yes. Do you have an inbuilt mechanism to know when the song is a winner, or do you have to play it to a few people to kind of get their reactions?
You know, I don't feel like I even, like, whether it's a winner or not, I think I know when it's done, and I think I know when something's good or not. But it takes a while for me to pick and choose through and kind of edit down and see what I think is actually worth putting on a record. So that's kind of it's a bit of a process where I just keep on kind of sifting through all the songs that I have and sifting and finding the ones that I think are actually valid.
Yeah. Is it true? I read somewhere that, I don't know whether it be true or not, that you tried to record this record about 3 times. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. I made the record first. I made all the demos on an iPad first. And then after that, my boyfriend and I, we went and got some recording gear, and I set it up in my apartment and learned how to use that and engineer a little bit, and I made the record there. And then after that, I had made the record there. The record label, ATO Records, they called me, and they said, hey, you want to make a record? So I made the record the third time in the studio officially, and then that was that.
And that was that. And that's Margaret Gillaspie having a chat to me this week. There's more to come in just a moment. Her album is wonderful. It's Emotions and Math. That's the title of it. It's coming out at the end of the week. And I'm about to play you the title track. In just a moment, I'm going to ask Margaret a little bit more about the lyric writing, because she's incredibly open with the lyrics that she writes. And I just wanted to try to find out from her exactly how much of this record is really about her and her life. Anyway, here is the title track from Margaret Gillaspie tonight on Triple J.
When I got you by my side, everything's alright. It's just when you're gone, I start to snooze the alarm, 'cause I stay up until 4 in the morning. Counting all the days to your back, shivering in an ice cold bath of emotion.
I'm really curious. I don't want to sort of pinpoint any songs and find out which ones are about you and which ones aren't, but just give us an overall percentage, because a lot of people are speculating this record is you, it's a diary, you've opened up your life, you're talking about everything that relates to you and your life and what goes on. Give me a percentage of what's you on this record and what is observation.
Well, you know, it's a hard question and a hard thing to do, because I don't know if you follow Joseph Campbell at all, but I like Joseph Campbell a lot in the way that he talks about things. And I feel like whenever you're going through something, the person next to you has been through it before or is going to go through it as well. And kind of human experience is universal. And so I often think that if something happened to me, it's also happened to someone else. And it feels like every time I write a song, it's about general kind of human experience rather than my own. Probably, you know, there's probably about maybe a couple songs on there that felt like I just went through something and I dove right in and wrote a song about it. But for the most part, the record is really, it feels like a general overview of kind of human experience in itself. A lot of the songs, it's not me kind of writing out of my diary. It's really, you get a notion or a feeling, and then you figure out how to set out a platform for that notion of feeling. And it's not necessarily something that's uber personal. I mean, sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. It's really hard to kind of, for even me sometimes, to decipher which ones are straight out of my diary and which ones aren't, to be honest with you. It's a little bit of a nebulous realm, because to me it's all about everybody and everything we've ever gone through. And really, maybe in reality it is about coming right out of my diary. I can't really tell, to be honest.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll take that answer, even though it was non-committal. It's still, I understand
it's
what you.
Certainly non-committal.
It is non-committal. But the other thing which I've often wondered about with songwriters is that you capture that. Well, you've got an emotion in mind, and then you go, right, that's the emotion that I want to try to relay through these words and through this piece of music. But then translating it into words is the thing that I marvel at with songwriters, and the ones who can do it really well, who can kind of get that feeling and then put it into words without being too obvious, but then also not being too obscure. It's a real art, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And, you know, it's my job for it to be a mystery, I think, where I think it's such a beautiful thing to have. I mean, to me, whenever I receive songs that I love, I enjoy being an audience member for people's art and for people's music, and I get to relate it to my own life and see what it means to me. And then you tap on someone else's shoulder and you say, "What, you know, isn't that funny that this song is about this?" And they say, "Oh, that song is not about that. It's about this, this, and this." And that's kind of the art and the joy of experiencing music, I think. And so, you know, I love kind of watching people wonder what's about what and see and tell me what the songs are about, because really it's about their experience with it, which is just kind of the fun part for the person that made it, you know?
Okay, once again, speaking to me on Triple J tonight on 2016, that is Margaret Gillespie, and her debut album, Emotions of Math, is coming out at the end of the week. Let's hear another taste of it right now. This one is called Somebody to Anybody on Triple J.
I'm a little rock on a big mountain. Nobody's calling my name. Nobody's paying me mind. I'm a little drop from a big fountain. Oh, sister, she's gonna die trying, with her heart ablaze and a fighting sword.